All right, agenda item eight, if we can move forward, Tony or James, which one?
I'll take it. So right. Here we're moving into reviewing the non-MAG availabilities, and similar to what you just did for the MAG availabilities, we're going to be reviewing some of our recommendations, and we'll ask for possible action and direction on that at the end. So again, same rule applies here. We're looking at total availability for what we've calculated in this plan, and we're using the assigned supplies and strategies from the last planning cycle, going to the Brazos River alluvium. You can see the shortages there, the differences, and highlighted by, again, use and county and basin. And for almost all of these non-MAG availabilities, we are recommending that you request the TWDB to restore these numbers. Tony, I think you in some cases in previous rounds of planning, we've had to go through quite a bit of explanation about how we wanted to change these non-MAG numbers. I think your input from the Water Development Board this time is that we
need to document it.
We need to document it. It's not a memo request from them.
Right. We're going to confirm that, though, to make sure that there's not a formal request that's necessary. But our understanding right now is that that's something we just need to bring the data to bear and document the information we've got as to why the non-MAG numbers that we're recommending be modified back to what they were in the previous cycle.
And so what we've tried to do to help you feel comfortable with that is make notes here accordingly. Here, GMA 8 designated this aquifer as non-relevant due to limited use. Previous availability was 16,684. The historic use is approximately 8,000 acre feet. And so, restoring that non-MAG availability to what it was before is reasonable given historic use and, the previous availability.
Yeah. And so if you look, it's now zero, right? Yeah. Yes. Historic.
Kathy.
Yeah.
So if the GMA designated it as non-relevant, will this require them to put it back as a relevant aquifer?
No, not for a non-MAG. If you want to control the availability for regional water planning, you'd have to make it a relevant aquifer, go through and develop a MAG.
I was just kind of curious how, since that was the process that got it removed, I didn't know if it had to go back.
Shouldn't have to go back.
Question. That part of the alluvium is not that different than the part that we deal with, and the folks that depend on it and use it, they either have it or they don't. Right. It's either there or it's not, and so they've dealt with it historically, and I think that it's reasonable to allow them to deal with it moving forward in this manner if the GMA's.
And in Falls County, again, similar to limestone, no district, and if it's there, use it if you can, and all that.
If it's there. Okay. Any other thoughts or discussion on that on the Brazos River alluvium in Falls County? Okay. If you want to move forward to the Blaine
Aquifer table is there. Again, a recommendation. Most of those are Knox County, Stonewall County, and again the non-MAG availability for some reason in the TWDB process just didn't make it through. They've all dropped to zero. GMA 6 designated this aquifer as non-relevant due to no GCDs being present. Previous availability was 8,700 and 700 in Stonewall and Knox, respectively. The historic use is about 8,000. So again, we're making the same recommendation here, is that we just restore what was there before. And that is confirmed by historic use, and so we feel like it's a reasonable recommendation.
Any thoughts or discussion? All right.
Moving forward to Dockham. Kent, Nolan County generally is where these changes have occurred. Again, GMA 6 designated aquifers non-relevant. GMA 7 designated this aquifer as non-relevant due to limited extent. The historic use in Kent was less than 100 acre feet. In Nolan, it's approximately 15,000 acre feet, most of it for irrigation.
All right, any thoughts on the DOCM? All right, let's move forward to the Seymour.
Seymour again, and looks like Kent County, Young County have minor issues in the big scheme of things. Same recommendations there to restore the previous availabilities. And you can see the historic use there, less than 500 acre feet per year in Kent County.
Anyone? All right, James, if you go to Trinity.
Final one is Trinity. Small numbers here. Again, or well, in this case, recommend proportionally reducing assigned supplies.
All right, I'm assuming that our consultants are requesting similar action to what we just had on the previous agenda item. Am I correct?
With one tweak.
One tweak.
That we're requesting adopting the recommended changes as presented by the technical consultants for this agenda item in coordination with Water Development Board staff.
Can you slow down?
I'm sorry. It's basically the same thing. Right. And then just add in coordination with Texas Water Development Board staff. And reason being that we want to, if we need to have a request submitted, and we want to have this be broad enough
adoption. So that you can work through it.
Work with it.
Yeah. Okay.
If we need to do that. If not, we'll coordinate with them anyway, just to make sure.
So we have a recommendation to the committee. Is there any other questions or thoughts before I ask for a motion? All right. Does anyone wish to make a motion on this agenda item? Okay, so Kathy has moved to move forward with the consultant's recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Nope. Sorry, Dale, you're late on the draw. Patrick beat you to it.
Okay, technical difficulties.
Okay. All right, so I have a motion from Kathy and a second from Patrick to move forward as requested by the consultants and expressed just a moment ago by Tony. Any other discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone that did not vote?
I was muted. I'll say aye.
All right. That's well, you didn't wave this time, Jennifer.
I know.
If you'd waved, okay. I have a 5-5 approval, 5-0 approval on that motion. Thank y'all.